first one will be hosted in Los Angeles.
and we're recording.
Good.
So the first.
What's?
The first Olympics of Murder will be hosted in the great city of Los Angeles. And if you book at the Cecil Hotel, it has to be in same-sex rooms, and you get 2% off.
Could you do the whole song, please, Caitlin? I was joking.
What? I mean,
my country, 'tis of the sweet land of liberty. Adam.
Nope. Not doing any of that. I only sang on the Monday show.
Oh,
whoa.
Hey, welcome to Pretty Scary.
Pretty Scary.
Caitlin's back.
I'm back.
What?
I'm back.
Cheers. Back. Can we have a quick co-host cheers for that? If you guys are at home drinking, please cheers along or take a shot with
cheers.
Us.
Cheers.
Wow, this Fit Vine wine's pretty great.
Oh my God, tell me more about it.
If you're on a workout regimen right now, but you still need to consume alcohol because it's the holidays.
Hey. But okay, go ahead.
I highly recommend.
They don't give me wine.
They did by proxy.
Yeah, by proxy.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, you have to do none of the work, but you get all the benefits.
Sponsor adjacent.
Yeah. Welcome.
That's true.
Guys, we have no idea how you could necessarily order these cases. Oh,
well,
Carrie might know.
You go to their website, fitvine.com. And then you can use our code WWTC.
What a great ending.
For our other podcast, White Wine True Crime. So WWTC10 to get 10% off.
Yeah.
And it has no
bad stuff.
No bad stuff. No residual sugar.
Holy shit. That's great.
No additives. No preservatives.
This is the best wine I've ever heard of in my whole life.
But lots of fun.
It's
13.5% alcohol, so it's not like you're skimming there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut the crap
and
keep the fun.
Out of the
fit wines.
Out of the six fit bottles, I have drank zero hangovers.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's because of the sugar. The lack of sugar. Mm. The next day, I asked you, how did you feel?
And I said, fine.
Well, I took that as great. Let's go running.
Fit Vine,
let's
and
go
I
do
feel
a couple
fine.
Laps.
We could just crack these out all night.
Yeah,
who needs an episode?
Yeah, we do. Kind of.
Oh, right. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. They crush grapes.
You crush life.
That's right.
Whoa,
Fit Vine,
yeah. Guys, that was that tasted good.
Yeah.
Good. All right, I'm back.
Let's talk about
Caitlin's back.
I'm back.
Let's talk about that,
Caitlin.
It
was like final destination for you for a while.
Honestly, I feel like what happened was somebody put me in a Clockwork Orange chair situation and just had me watch the pileup from Final Destination 3 on repeat. I mean, it wasn't that dramatic. Okay, so I've been in two car accidents in less than 2 weeks, rear-ended both times. The first time I got a concussion, so that was a trip and exhausting.
And of course, we have a concussion protocol on this podcast, so you had to sit out a week, and so you're cleared
out
by doctors, just like the NFL.
Well,
go on.
Actually,
that actually wasn't what happened.
The funny part is that was just the first accident.
That's right.
I was on my way to record here when I got in the second accident.
Yeah.
Boo!
Were you booing her or trying to sound scary?
Pretty scary.
Because you moved your hands like you were a ghost.
No, that, wait, isn't that your,
well,
boo?
No, it was more like the crowd goes, boo. Like,
boo.
We hate that she was in two accidents in a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I was like doing like how everyone would do the waves.
Theater
so
of the mind,
when
guys.
I go up, you go up.
Carrie had like a beautiful,
No,
she had
a
crane-like stance. It was very, it was
He's
beautiful.
Like bah humbug about everything. He won't sing patriotic songs.
None.
He won't do the wave with me.
There's no yes and with Adam Todd Brown. There's just no.
Absolutely
just, no,
not.
The end.
I have no improv.
Anyway, I'm fine.
Experience.
I'm fine. I mean, it was awful, but I'm fine.
But on your way here, you were rear-ended for the second time.
Yeah, I was rear-ended for the second time. I was at a red light. I was just going to go to Taco Bell to get a burrito, just something to eat on the way up.
Fill the tank.
I was at a red light and somebody was clearly on their phone because I was at a fucking red light just sitting there and I got hit by this lady.
Again.
And it made everything worse, actually.
So you're good friends with your claims adjuster.
Yeah, actually, the funny part was I called. So, okay, the giant punchline of this is that I was actually rear-ended in my rental car in round two. So the next morning, I called my claims adjuster And he said, I said, oh, hey, how's it going, man? He's like, oh, I'm good. I said, listen, I'm just calling to check in. And he said, oh, no. Listen, I saw what happened. Don't worry about it. Sometimes our system's a little glitchy and it'll send out an introduction email again by accident. I said, oh, no, look at the claim number. Then there was a pause. And he said, oh, my God, really? I said, yeah, I've been in two accidents. He's like, what? Wait, that's not possible. Your car's still in the shop. I said, yeah, no, that rental car that you helped me get, that's got a big hole in it now. So, yeah.
That is crazy. We're trying to figure out if it was like being struck by lightning twice, but on a lesser...
I think car accidents happen a little more than getting struck by lightning.
But you're twice in 2 weeks.
Short lesson in how shitty people are. Really quick, I went back to work again. And, you know, of course, you know, a coworker gets hit for the second time. Everybody finds out about it. And I come back and I have to tell the story 150 times. Almost every single time I told people what happened, when they couldn't figure out what to say, they looked at me and they're like, well, you know, these things come in threes.
What?
I'm like, what? Hey.
I feel like that's a coworker thing to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. People are stupid. My birthday is July 5th. And every time I tell someone that, they're like, born on the 4th of July. I'm like, nope, that's a day wrong.
Absolutely
that's,
not.
You're 100% wrong about that. Yeah.
How inspiring.
We're inspired. I feel good.
Yeah, I feel great.
I feel good because I'm on muscle.
Our patriotism is at a 10. And Adam Todd's is, I don't know.
But no, it's about to get crushed, though, because we're going through.
I know.
The Olympics of murder.
Yeah, are we? Let's just call it the Olympics.
Or do you want to call it Murder Olympics?
What about Murder Olympics?
I feel
murder,
like that. I feel like China one word? Would call that.
Yeah, Murder Olympics.
Murder Olympics.
We need a good pun for
Murder Olympics.
Murder Olympics.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I do like that.
Yeah.
No hyphens, just one word.
Welcome to Murder Olympics, ladies and gentlemen.
So I just take out the O.
Yeah.
Okay.
Portmanteau. Of murder and Olympics.
Yeah, we're guys. Okay, so
you're welcome for the English lesson.
We took
everybody.
We took an international lens to the worst serial killers, and turns out that man, America,
just another thing we're lagging behind in.
We're just not
a superpower in murder.
Well, nope. I'll tell you one thing: we cleaned up at the Rio Olympics. We really did. We did really well.
We did.
We broke all the records. But if our job was to hack people to death or kill small children, we would be right at the bottom. No bronze, nothing.
Yeah, nothing at all. We wouldn't.
And ironically, the people that would be killing it would be, well, I mean, let's be honest, it's the Ruskies.
Yeah, Russia, on the world murder stage, Russia really holds it down.
Colombia, though,
I was going to say, I really feel like Colombia is my number one. That's
Colombia,
I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to vote for yet, but I think you can tell.
Isn't Colombia necktie a thing? Isn't Colombia necktie a way people die?
Yeah, but none of the...
No, underutilized.
What's a Colombia necktie?
I'm going to Google it really quick. I remember. Adam, you're going to have to...
I think it's a version of slitting a person's throat.
Yeah. Keep talking.
I think where you... I don't know. But we're going through the most prolific serial killers around the world.
Yeah, globally.
Yeah.
According to
number of kills... This is okay. We're
ranking them by death count.
Yeah. Well, that's really the only way to rank them. Like once you start getting into like personality and
I don't know,
like
form.
Yeah.
That's something like, to judge by.
Evening wear.
That's all very subjective.
Evening wear. Good question. Lots
Richard
of
Ramirez all day.
Yeah. He was the most stylish.
He wasn't very hygienic though. I feel like that's where Ted Bundy would sweep.
Oh yeah. Ted Bundy who
Colombian.
We're going through the top 10 today
necktie.
And surprisingly, Ted Bundy, there is one American on the list, one lowly American, and it is not Ted Bundy. I will leave it to the listener's imagination to guess who it is.
He's actually my favorite American serial killer. I'll give that as a clue.
Well, he actually ties, well, no, I don't even, I won't, that would give it away if there's any serial killer aficionados, but we'll get to the only American on the list. I have a theory, a few theories about why America doesn't make the list.
All right, let's hear the theories first.
I think
lay the foundation.
I think it's one, a matter of population, because China does really well, as we'll see.
Mm-hmm. So you're,
and there's just a lot of fucking people to kill there.
So there's, it's a volume thing.
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
It. All right.
But
quantity over quality.
Yeah.
Right.
But
right.
Some of these killers have both.
Yeah, there are some quality murders.
It's
in
like
China.
The difference between like harvesting corn and harvesting pumpkins.
Exactly.
Got it.
There it is.
Well, it's
Were you going to break your glass? What was that?
I thought of something. I was gonna Hulk say,
out.
Great point, Caitlin.
We need a whole
case. Wait till we get to America. Yeah. See how excited I get.
Guys, yeah. One day.
No mason jar wine glasses left.
One day we are going to just start throwing plates every time someone says something awesome.
Yeah.
So that's, Opa!
That's why you need to get a bell.
Yeah, that's what we're
so
building.
I have an outlet.
That's what we're building toward as a podcast.
But what isn't quality are the nicknames of the Chinese killers. On
yeah, Chinese.
List.
Yeah, we're going to go through some nicknames. We're going to cover a lot of things.
Let's just go. Let's just yeah. start. This is, listen,
well,
this
I
is
think,
the murder Olympics. This yeah. isn't the Olympics. This isn't say, organized.
The other thing I think that keeps America off the list is I think we just have better law enforcement.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I would put our cops, in terms of solving murders, I would put our cops up against Colombia's cops any day.
Also,
because Colombia has so many more murders to deal with.
Yeah.
That serial right. killers just like blend into the background, probably.
But a lot of these serial killers in other countries, one of the cool things I thought they did a lot of avenging. We don't do enough avenging here.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
definitely an old boy element to a lot of these murders. But I also blanket hypothesis. We have far less feral children in America, which seems to be another
yeah.
prime
not
crop.
For long. I don't know.
Did we what?
Did we even introduce our selves?
Do we? Oh.
Don't people know? Like.
Oh, I'm Caitlin.
Oh.
I did it.
Go ahead. Introduce yourself, Carrie.
I am the thundery thundercloud killer.
Wait, you wanted us to think of serial killer names? Look, my
that's also my weatherman name.
My last name is Cut. I'm done. Caitlin Cut. I'm good.
My middle name is Death in German. T-O-D. That means death in German.
Your middle name is Death in German.
My middle name is T-O-D.
Okay.
Like Todd, but misspelled. And in German, that means death.
Well, my last
yeah.
name is like Butt, but with a C. How
yeah.
about that?
So what about you, Carrie? Just another. This is Soledad O'Brien all over again. There's nothing to bring to this.
My middle name is Lynn.
Lynn.
My last name's Martin, which in.
This is going well.
Yeah.
Mexican is Martinez. Which is kind of close to Ramirez.
Oh, good.
And Richard Ramirez is my favorite serial killer.
Were you in National Treasure? You like Tom Hanks that. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was
da
pretty
Vinci
good.
Code.
Take a knee.
Really quickly, guys, I hate to break the flow again, but I just found the best definition for Colombian necktie in the world.
Let's hear it.
There's one adjective in here that I think is really special. A Colombian necktie is an imaginary brutal method of murder wherein the victim's throat would be slashed horizontally with a knife and another sharp object, and his tongue would be pulled out through the open wound. Semicolon, this is not actually possible.
Oh,
wah,
God damn
wah,
it.
Wah. Somebody tried, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there we go.
Probably the person who edited that Wikipedia page.
I feel like you know who did it.
Pam?
Jeff
May.
Jeff May.
Jeff May joke!
Jeff May joke.
Jeff May joke.
Jeff May joke. All right, so speaking of the Colombian necktie, should
Let's
we start this. By talking about Colombia?
Yeah, I think we should.
Because the two most prolific serial killers in all the world both hail from Colombia.
Yep.
Good job, Colombia. You must be really happy. Let's talk about Luis Garavito.
Luis Garavito. Yeah, sorry, I forgot how many people he killed.
A man of conflicting nicknames. He's either called the Beast or Triblin.
Yeah, that's that. His nicknames kill me because one is La Bestia, which is the beast, but also Tribillin, which is what they call the Disney character Goofy in Colombia. So his nicknames are either the Beast or Goofy.
Uh-huh.
Because
that's so
isn't
scary.
It goofy how he killed 300 kids?
Yeah, so
300.
Well, 138 confirmed.
Yeah. But based on the graves he's sent police to.
Well, that's only like a 45% take rate.
So this guy basically. Adam Death Brown.
Adam Death Brown.
Yeah.
Okay,
so. Do you know who Werner Herzog is?
Of course.
I'm not going to do Herzog
fucking
right
now. Werner it up.
You can't.
Werner it!
He killed 138 people. sorry.
Love
it happens to me sometimes.
No, it's great.
The thing about this guy, so classic moves, this guy.
Classic.
Goes after the poor kids.
Yeah.
Easy
yeah.
to pick off the streets in Colombia. And honestly, very when easy. I imagine Colombia, I imagine a car driving down a dirt road and a kid and a chicken just running in front of the car. So yeah. I can see how chicken absolutely. To kid ratios are pretty strong there.
I bet he killed a few chickens, too.
Oh, he practiced on chicken.
You
got to
eat.
Yeah. Well,
killer's got to eat.
Mm-hmm. El Pollo Loco was his other name. Oh, gosh. I know.
No, that was good.
I'm in fuego tonight.
Muy.
Muy, muy. Yeah. So, okay. Here's the thing that blows my mind about this. So let's just say he only killed 138 kids. Can you imagine encountering 138 kids if you don't have kids of your own?
Yeah, that's, I'd kill myself.
Right. That's a reason to end your life as yeah. it. That's a, that, well, and frankly, that's what he should have done.
Yeah, if you're around that many, you got to start taking them out at some point.
I mean, and to kill that many kids, I don't know. I think you, these are definitely going to be kids that don't have parents at all. I mean, how
well,
does this
probably
work?
So many of them, like they forget.
They
like how many kids they have. What do you think if you had 11, uno, sometimes you forget?
Dose.
Like, are they all here? I don't know. There's like a bunch of them.
Is that
I'll,
how you
I'll
count
take whoever's here.
Is that how you count in Portuguese? Because that's what they speak in Brazil, right?
Colombia.
Oh, no, we're in Colombia.
Freaking me out, man. Oh, Portuguese. Yeah. Portuguese has a lot of shushing in it.
Shush,
shush, shush, shush. That's what Portuguese sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's
to me.
Right. Yeah, I forgot this guy. There's someone else on the list yeah. who's from Brazil. I'm just super racist.
So the victims, okay, all poor, blah, blah, blah. He lured them with promises of gifts and money. After he gained their trust, he'd take them for a walk. When they got tired, he'd rape and murder them.
This is like where fairy tales come from.
I also have yeah. a new way to find a boyfriend.
Dress like a small Colombian child?
And make them...
Gifts and...
race against chickens
I, what
until
you
they're
said,
tired?
I went back
and rape and murder them.
They won't steal your boogie board.
One of the troubling things about this guy, and we'll see
one of them.
What? Yeah, one.
What's your favorite troubling thing, Adam?
I think this is my favorite troubling thing, and it's something we'll see on with a lot of other people on this list. He only got sentenced to 22 years in prison for this.
Well, why? Why did he get the reduced sentence?
Because technically the maximum sentence you can get where he was sentenced is 30 years, but that is total. He got charged with 138 counts, which
right.
that times 30, like technically he should have been in prison for over 1,000 years. But
almost 2,000 years.
Yeah. But in Colombia, the maximum sentence is 30 years, no matter what, no matter how many counts you get charged with. And because he cooperated with police and helped them find bodies, they cut another 8 years off his sentence. So this guy got 22 years in prison for murdering a confirmed 138 kids, possibly as many as 300. And he'll be out in like 6 years.
2023, which means... I've got a chance.
You do. Write him a letter now.
Carrie.
Maybe you'll get that sentence reduced.
Pop that letter into Google Translator. Boom. Send it off. He might.
I translate it in Portuguese or Spanish.
Send it in all the languages just to be safe.
Yeah. Send him like 67 versions of Google Translate the same letter. That would be amazing.
I don't know which language you speak, but I'm hoping you speak the language of love. That's on the list.
I think that this comes back to the volume thing. This sounds terrible, but my guess is that the prisons are so overcrowded in Colombia that they do that.
Yeah.
That's got to be the reason why they do that. Because there's no morality behind that decision. So
like,
it's got to be a money thing.
He's definitely going to kill more kids when he gets out of prison.
Of course.
Like he'll be 65. Then he's just like a gentle grandpa. He's really going to lure him in.
He's like Krampus.
Yeah.
The Colombian Krampus.
He's exactly
that's funny,
like
Krampus.
That.
I'll send you the movie, Carrie. I'll fill you in.
Just wrote Krampus. I'm writing notes on all of these, which we'll see in some of the other notes on these killers that when they were released or people looked the other way,
they killed again.
Tons more murders happened.
Yeah, recidivism. Repeat offender. Raising Arizona, anybody? I love that movie.
So,
By the way, have you guys seen, you guys watch Netflix, any Netflix listeners out there? They have, it's like a 4-part series called America's Toughest Prisons. One of them is in Colombia and they have this guy who goes in and acts like a prisoner.
Oh my God.
But like he's being filmed. So they know that he's there for a documentary.
Right.
But they have so many prisoners. Like it was only supposed to house like 200, but they have like, you know, over 1,000.
Right.
So they take the most senior prisoners and turn them into guards.
What?
And give them weapons.
Jesus.
Right?
So the most practiced criminals are run. That's not good at all.
No, yeah. That seems really? Like a terrible yes. idea.
Why does Columbia have so many bad ideas? That's like, that's a shit sandwich
right
there.
I don't know, but
right
that's
there.
Why that's, they're yeah. probably going to get my vote for gold in the Murder Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, their system there is definitely,
I mean,
they're
I
churning them
dropping
out.
Dropping hints as to who my gold's going
like,
to be.
That's like one of those Russian compounds that Kit teaches girls how to do Olympics gymnastics really well.
Who was Carrie Strug's coach?
I always want to say Stromboli, but that's not right at all. I know who Stromboli
Bella
is.
Bella Caroli.
Bella Caroli. Yeah.
Stromboli.
He'd be like the coach of the Murder Olympics.
And hi, diddly-dee, an actor's life for me. I'm singing a lot on this episode, guys. You're welcome. I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah. Little moment in concussion. Bring.
Another Colombian murderer, another close to my heart, is Pedro Lopez.
Pedro.
Dope nickname alert.
What is the beast of the Andes or
the monster?
Yeah, I wasn't looking at my notes. The monster of the Andes.
Man, we should have called this episode Megadeth.
Which makes me want to.
We have not
now.
Titled this episode yet, so oh. We certainly could. We are still recording.
The
it.
Best part about recovering from a concussion is that you travel through time.
You're like, already regretting the things we messed up.
Have you seen Arrival? Because that's basically. Anyway, go ahead. Moving on.
Pedro Lopez. This is, once again, claims to have killed more than 300. He's got 80 confirmed, though, which either way is enough to put him at number two. Very impressive.
Yep.
And surprise, he was repeatedly molested and raped as a child in several different households. And here's where we mentioned vengeance earlier. This is where this one gets interesting.
Yeah, I like this part.
At one point, he started stealing cars and eventually went to prison for it. And he claims he was gang raped in prison, but then hunted down all of the people who raped him, and murdered them in prison. Damn.
I feel like this is like the most boring revenge movie ever. Because you don't care about. It's not like Last House on the Left where you're like, oh, that poor girl, and you're like rooting for her. This is
zoom
like,
in to the gang rape scene. That's how it starts right after the credits.
Yeah, it's like Munich.
Wow, I was just trying to figure out what movie it was reminding me.
But you
me.
Care
it was like
about Eric Bana in Munich. Like this would be like Munich if Eric Bana then murdered 300 children after that movie ended, right. Which would take some of the sympathy away.
That's what I'm saying. That's, yeah. You know.
A different kind of Olympics.
I like
the real Olympics.
I like how you guys like went for the Hollywood edit. Like, no. We don't need any backstory. Let's just start with the gang rape and move on from there. That's a bestseller. That's a top 10.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, yeah, he claims...
Gang rape.
Claims to have...
do you think they yell that when they do...
Probably
dun,
before they
dun,
start.
Dun, 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 dun. They all start humming.
They walk
the
up
American
like TGI Fridays servers bringing you a birthday brownie.
They're like
we
clapping.
We got a gang rape.
There's like a little sparker.
Oh.
They put in your butthole.
Yeah. That's totally where I pictured it.
Oh, man. Pedro forgot the lighter. That's okay. I got one. Yay. Don't forget your pin.
Yay. Prison rape.
Oh, man. Sorry if you've been prison raped, anybody out there. But if you have, please. Are there souvenirs involved? I'm just curious. But probably not.
No.
No, Caitlin. No.
I heard that this guy that I went to high school with.
He can't hear you.
Yeah, you do not, the listeners do not like when we whisper into the microphone.
Okay, so this guy that I went to high school with went to prison for like theft, and apparently he was raped in prison.
Oh, no.
And then when he got out, he was on drugs, and he tried to steal a car and got arrested again, and the night before he went back to prison, he hung himself. So that's also why he won't hear this.
Wah.
No, it's not a joke. I mean, it's actually factual.
Carrie, you stuck the landing.
Yeah.
Good job. That was good.
You really did.
That's good.
So as much sympathy as this guy built up killing his rapist in prison, he then immediately gets out of prison and starts killing young girls. Because, oh, man. You know, once you have a taste for murder. I guess you gotta.
It's like how I get with good sushi.
Keep it going.
I just think that after reading through all of these, and we'll obviously cover more, and after all of the murder shows that I've watched throughout my lifetime, I don't know that you can rehabilitate sexual offenders.
Yeah,
I'm losing my. I'm sure if we're dealing with like specifics, there have been a handful of people that were like, oh, it's bad. Sorry, you know, and stopped.
Yeah,
but generally speaking, people that are sexual offenders, they do it again. Like when do it, they're going to do it again. And in this country, and we're not Colombia.
We are not.
Sexual offenders get very minimal sentences. They're usually churned out as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, there's like a kid with like some weed in his car and he's in jail for like 30 years because it's his third offense or something like that.
Yeah. Well, they don't have three strikes anymore, correct?
No, they don't. But I'm just saying, like, I don't understand why we let these people back out. I mean, also, it's not like he didn't have a proven track record. I mean, if he's rumored to have raped and murdered 300 people, but we know for sure that it was 138 people.
I don't think there's anything that I like enough to do it 300 times. And then after a while...
Well, obviously you've never killed a young child.
Wait a minute.
Because it...
Wait a minute. That's a really interesting point. What? I mean, seriously, think about that.
By like 200, are you like, I'm going to kill somebody else. Come here, John.
This is getting
like,
old hat. Yeah. I just...
Well, and that's the thing with this guy. After he got out and started killing young girls, there was a native community who caught him basically and was planning to execute him.
And this part made me so mad.
I know.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
And an American missionary.
God damn it.
Intervened and was like, no, let me hand him over to authorities. And he hands the guy over to police in, where was it?
Brazil. No.
No, in Peru.
Peru.
And the police pretty much released him immediately.
I blame all of this on Kirk Cameron.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, absolutely. I bet it was Kirk Cameron, actually.
It probably was Kirk Cameron.
You know
Cameron.
They were a missionary from Utah. You know that they were once a star on Growing Pains.
Or the star of their family and was told that they were the special child.
Yeah.
And they were going to go save. They all have Messiah complexes and they go into these countries. They have
and
no idea what the
happened.
Fuck is going on. That's awful. So
then he moves on to Colombia and Ecuador, where between the two places, he killed three girls a week for God knows how long.
I just keep thinking about what Carrie said. Like, what? I mean, that's a very physical act also. I mean, I don't even have that much discipline for the gym.
It takes so much time.
And yeah, mental energy.
Is it like when I go to the gym where I'm like, oh, do I go to the gym or do I just sleep in today? Do I murder somebody or do I just...
Well, it's actually kind of sleep in.
Maybe this was how he stayed fit.
But how horrifying is it that, like, it really just came down... Like, there are people alive today right now just because he just didn't feel like it at that moment.
Well, I
but
think,
statistically,
like,
he probably did feel like it and he killed people.
I mean, I've been doing my job for this current job for 10 years. And my ambition at the beginning of it to my ambition now...
Yeah.
There's definitely days where I'm like, I'm just going to work from home.
Yeah, yeah. I feel that way about the podcast, and I'm like a month in.
And we record
shit
at your house.
Yeah, sometimes I'm just going to leave. I had a McRib for lunch today. Those things don't just come to you.
Well,
I have
somebody
a very
needs,
rich social life. Thank you very much.
Postmates.
I was going to say, aren't there places you bring
it? Yeah, Postmates.
I think they actually do come right to you.
There's a surcharge. But
now I'm never leaving again.
Yeah, we just killed Adam.
I'm just going to get... $45 McRibs delivered to me.
We just sevened Adam.
Yeah.
But only once a year. They're not around forever.
No, they're not. But they're back right now.
That's good. That's good.
Right in time for the holidays.
It's a wonderful time.
So he was found to be insane.
Oh, yeah. This is Christmas time.
So, yeah. So he killed. Yeah, this is the perfect time to do this episode. Mm-hmm. So he killed all these three girls a week in Colombia and Ecuador. He was caught after an attempted abduction that he botched. And at that time I think this was the point where he kind of stopped killing. It's just that he's out.
Well, it sounds and
now he's like gone, right? He's disappeared.
He them.
What happened is he confessed to 300 murders after this botched abduction, and police didn't believe him until there was a flash flood that washed away one of his mass graves and revealed all these bodies. So then they believed him, and he went to prison This was in Ecuador. And again, because they have different sentencing laws than we have in the United States, he was released in 1994. But thanks, Colombia, they arrested him right away.
God.
So that helps.
Thanks, Colombia.
But then he was declared mentally insane. So Colombia put him in a mental institution. And in 1998, he was finally declared sane and released on $50 bail.
How many McRibs is that?
That is
12, roughly 15,
probably 12 to 15.
Okay.
$50 bail. And now his current whereabouts are unknown.
Yeah.
That stresses me out, man. I mean,
yeah, it's not the best.
I'm just going to start calling Luis and Pedro Silver, gold and silver.
Okay, that's fine. We'll give them the gold and silver for now. I feel like there's some other, I don't know, we still haven't gotten to Russia yet.
We're not even done with Colombia.
No, okay, moving on.
There is another Daniel Camargo Barbosa.
Camargo.
He is believed to have raped and killed up to 150 young girls in Colombia and Ecuador. And
this is some Buffalo Bill shit, though.
Yeah, he was.
Well, Ed Gein stuff.
He was raised by an abusive stepmother.
America.
Mm-hmm. Who made him.
Fight for what's right. Fight for what's right.
She's back.
Ed Gein.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Carrie's here. He was raised by an abusive stepmother who made him dress in girls' clothing as punishment when he misbehaved. Because that's how you bring up a well-rounded kid.
Well, obviously, she had a great upbringing. That's not something that just starts.
No.
No. So then somebody marries this guy.
Yeah. Well, he was already married. he had a wife and two kids, and he meets a woman named Esperanza. And he falls in love with Esperanza and decides that he's going to marry her instead. But Dios mío, he finds out she's not a virgin anymore. Which,
ay, ay, ay.
Which, what are you going to do?
Arriba!
Yeah, you can't marry her now. So they came to a really unfortunate agreement where he would stay with her, because this guy must have been the biggest stud in the world, or Esperanza was just had no self-esteem.
Sometimes you get chemically addicted to a person, even though you hadn't had sex yet.
Yeah, you haven't even had sex. What happened? I don't get it.
Good clone.
But
well, could they not?
No, because because he fell out of love with her because he found out that she wasn't a virgin. So maybe
then he kept her. Well, that doesn't mean he fell out.
Well, he probably still had sex with her, but the agreement he reached with her was that if they were going to stay together, she had to help him find young virgin girls to have sex with.
It's like a Homolka thing, Carrie. The Homolkas, the Ken and Barbie killer.
Yes.
Yeah. That's an awful story where this guy.
Do you know that one?
Yeah.
Paul Bernardo and
Homolka.
God, what
Kelly.
Was
Kelly. Kelly.
No, it wasn't Kelly.
That was the sister's name.
I know my Kelly.
It was the sister's name was Kelly. But yeah, he basically beat his girlfriend up and got her to a point where he would actually make her help him find horrible dungeons of murder.
Yeah.
Kill people. My point is that this arrangement happens, and that's a weird thing to me. Like, it's one, my husband can't even get me to, like, go to a driving range. I can't imagine.
Where is his wife during this? Because I was watching some show the other day, and they were saying, you know, isn't it weird when serial killers will have this length of time where they kill, and then they go dormant, and then they start killing again? And they said, typically that happens, and I thought it was because, oh, they get arrested in there. In jail, and they go, no, it's because they end up getting married and having families.
They try to be normal for a while.
Like BTK. Not the one in the top 10, but
not even close.
The American serial killer on the list, that is partly.
He's my favorite.
That is partly.
Really?
I love him. I love that story.
That is partly his story that he
got
married at one point and stopped killing for a long time. Anyway. So
Esperanza ends up being a great helper.
Yeah, Esperanza drugged the girls so he could rape them.
She's a great bird dog.
Side chick.
They finally get caught. Guess how much time he got in prison? 3 years.
Fucking
3 years in prison for that. And after he got out, he kidnapped, raped, and murdered his first young girl, 9 years old, in Colombia. He was arrested and sentenced to 25 years in prison. But then he escaped and fled to Ecuador, where he raped and murdered at least 54 more girls.
So here's my thing. When a serial killer has kids, and I guess, you know, if it's guys, like, are they manly with them? if they're girls, you know, like.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think what we know, what we know is that, you know, the way serial killers operate is think for the most part, they're deeply compartmentalized.
Yeah.
So, I know there's a guy that came out and said, I think my dad was the Zodiac killer. I think so.
Yeah.
And I think that happens a lot. I mean, it's one thing to like, man, my dad's a jerk. It's another thing entirely to be like, I'm pretty sure my dad is a serial killer. Like,
yeah, that's very different. A lot of dads are jerks.
And think about like how often your dad's around. He goes to work, he comes back, he goes to bed. You don't think about where your dad goes during the day when you're a kid.
Think about how many dates, if you're a girl, where when you go on them and the guy comes to pick you up and he's like, if you don't have my daughter home by midnight, I'll kill you. But he means it.
Yeah, it could happen.
Crazy.
Serial killer dads. I mean, I can't believe that he only got 3 years.
Well, once he was finally caught for these 54 other murders, he only got 16 years.
Where was this guy from again?
Colombia.
He was in Colombia, but the prison was in Ecuador.
He hopped around a lot.
Where he only got 16 years. But he was murdered in prison.
Good.
So he's not getting out.
I'm glad.
Anytime soon. His soul is trapped
there. Why can't all of these guys be murdered in prison?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Isn't there a thing that you can, like, what's it called? You drop a dime? That's, yeah. There's a
you drop the soap.
Well, no,
that's... dropping a dime is telling on someone.
Yeah.
Oh, dropping... how do you know that?
I've
You've never heard that phrase?
No.
It comes from back when payphones were only 10 cents.
Yeah, you drop a dime. So you
drop
you call,
a dime in the
that's
payphone.
That's so funny.
Say,
I just looked at you like, why didn't I know this?
I don't know.
You looked uncomfortable by the intensity
because
that I was staring at you
it
with.
It upset you. That you didn't know that and I did.
So I was totally like, what an idiot. It's dropped the soap. And then it turns out I was the idiot.
When I was in high school, there was this girl that I was stuck next to in elementary, in I think it was like algebra.
Darcy?
No, but this kid next to us was telling us those stupid, like those dumb riddle games. Like if a rooster lays an egg on top of a roof, which way does it go? And then the answer is like roosters don't lay eggs. So he did like 10 of those in a row. And finally
that's
he's like,
I thought about an answer.
What color is Napoleon's white horse? And I was like, oh, dude. And before I could say like, you just said it was a fucking white horse.
Yeah.
The girl next to me goes, Napoleon, it's an ice cream.
Wow.
I loved that moment.
That's...
She's married and very wealthy, by the way, right now.
Of course she is.
She's, you know. Yeah. But she did get drunk at our high school reunion and cry about her uterus.
To school with Patty Hearst?
No, Dad. Anyway, we're back. I my point is that there should be some kind of like startup that involves dropping dimes on serial killers in prisons internationally. Because this also kind of like, I lose a little bit of faith in like prison culture, you know, because I've heard so often that like if you go to jail for being a pedophile or a rapist, then man, prison is not kind to you. But clearly in Colombia, they're like, well, I don't know, six of one, half a dozen of the other, or in your case, 12 dozen of the other.
They're like, what are you going to do, man? There are all those kids around.
What do you think those crazy psycho killers do all day? Just staring at each other?
Apparently they plot how to get out of prison or what they're going to do with the rest of their life when they're out in 15 years.
Yeah.
Depending on what country they're in.
A Yahtzee set wouldn't last very
long.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say, they're what if they just do like Milton Bradley games?
Oh, they lose
we're
one
all
of those
wrong.
Dice really quickly, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up somebody's TJF butthole.
Hey, because they dropped a soap. That's what. That's how that works.
They should change it to drop a collect.
Let's drop a dime, Caitlin.
Fuck.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Stupid. What? He's so stupid.
What an idiot.
Brazil.
So yeah, we're still in Latin America.
Na, 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 na,
and
na.
We're only on number four. So the top four most prolific serial killers of all time are all from Latin America. But this guy, Pedro Filho, I need this guy's movie to be made.
He's a nasty, nasty man.
Yeah, he's a nasty man.
Nasty.
But his victims are all like, you're like, all right, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, he's not out killing kids, so it's just like, this guy's kind of cool.
Is he like Dexter?
Well, yes, actually,
not
I don't...
Yet, I mean...
Well, he started out that way.
He did. I didn't put it in the notes, but he did at one point promise to kill other serial killers.
Look, this is the kind of guy, back to Carrie's point,
fight
where if...
Fight for what's right. Fight for what's right.
She's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Back to Carrie's point of, like, if your dad was a serial killer, out of all of the people that we're picking, this is the guy you'd want.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's
for
not
sure.
going to kill his family members.
Well.
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 You didn't read
yeah.
Fine.
Well, but you got to be good. it's a morality play with him, is what it is.
So agreed. Pedro Filho, his nickname is Pedrino Matador, which translates to Killer Petey.
I like that name.
Yeah, it's cute. He was born with an injured skull, which was the result of his father beating his mother while Killer Petey was still in the womb.
God, you can like hear an old Mexican man telling this story slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, this sounds like a fable. Go on.
Yeah, and he committed his first murder at the age of 14 when he murdered the vice mayor of his hometown.
Not a real position.
Right, absolutely not. Oh, maybe yeah, it is down there. Point. Maybe it is in Brazil, though. You never know.
Vice mayor. Well, maybe because they die so frequently, they have to line them up behind.
They need a deputy. At age 14, he murdered the vice mayor of his hometown because the mayor fired his father.
Yeah.
See, again, that doesn't make sense.
We don't know how mayorships...
His father was a school guard? Like,
my name is Killer Petey. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Exactly. And
yes, he was a school guard.
Killer Petey's father was accused of stealing from this school and was fired by the vice mayor. And Killer Petey, to get revenge, killed the vice mayor and then killed the other guard that he thought was actually responsible for it. I will remind you, he was 14 years old at the time. Goddamn, Petey.
I think you could get away with murder at 14 much more easily than you could as an adult.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because I think people would just be like, is that kid covered in blood? No.
Now, how's this for an active childhood? After he murders the vice mayor and his father's coworker, he flees to Sao Paulo, where he lived with a woman who was eventually killed by a gang of drug dealers. Mm. He later killed those drug dealers.
Vengeance.
Vengeance. And he was still only 18 at the time.
Vengeance needs to be a medal, because if so, I believe we have two at this point.
Time made this man a monster so far.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay, this is what I find fascinating. Like, so far, I'm not talking about what happens later, but just so far, this guy's story is still a hero's journey, technically. I mean,
it's almost a hero's journey the whole way through.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. But
because what were you going to say?
I'm going to just go ahead and let you keep reading this.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, his next murder, he executed his own father while his father was in prison for beating his mother. So how's that for full circle story?
Butchering the mother.
Butchered her with
death.
A machete.
Yeah.
Machete.
And he shows up at the prison where his father is being held and fucking executes him while he's in prison.
That's on his dad, because how stupid is he? I mean, he knows
that's
that
on his dad.
No, think about this. I mean, if you know that your son killed your former employee and a guard that may or may...
We're born with a dented head because your dad punched your mom's pregnant belly.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that, like, the dad here really should have known not to kill the mom, is my point. Because
track
record that his son held was impressive and has a very strong through line.
You don't kill Killer Petey's mom.
No.
Like, you don't kill John Wick's dog.
But I
think
maybe that's what dad had a chip on his shoulder. Yeah.
There's a John Wick element to this.
Like, he's avenged me once, like, I'm untouchable.
It's like a Kill Bill thing.
Yeah, yeah.
During the killing, he cut out part of his father's heart, chewed a piece of it for a bit, then spit it out.
Killer Petey. That's his...
Went to prison, where he then killed...
71 more people in prison.
How many McRibs is that?
I don't know.
34.
Yeah, well, you asked that last time we were talking about money. Now you're talking about how many people can you make in the McRib? None. Like,
there are definitely people in a McRib, but we'll come back to that.
Yeah,
sure.
Probably.
Part of the pink slime.
See, I feel like he was, you know, at this point, Killer Petey is like one of those birds on the back of like a rhino, just like pecking off little mites and things like that in the prison system. They love having him there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like a little sucker fish.
But he was released in 2007.
We're fine. I'm not afraid. I have nothing to fear of this man.
Yeah, I've never...
We're all good.
I've never crossed Killer Petey.
Do not cross him.
Released in 2007.
Hey, friendo. What is the most you've ever wagered on one bet? It's a great movie.
It's a fantastic movie.
Now we're coming to fucking China.
Yeah, we are rounding out the top five with China. Yang Jinhai. I'm sure I pronounced that right. His nickname, Monster Killer.
Stupid.
Boring.
You can do better than that, China.
But
what he lacks in a cool nickname,
he makes up for in gusto.
Yeah, gusto and efficiency.
Efficiency, definitely.
Because over the course of efficiency, 4 fucking years.
Okay.
4 years.
4 years.
He killed 65 people, raped 23 more.
That we know of? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, because 65 seems like a pretty made up number. And I'm going to round up. Let's say it's probably closer to 100.
Yeah.
Because if we're going by all these other statistics, if we know about 65, you know, where there's smoke, there's bodies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So when I did the math, and
sure, Carrie.
I'm not a major in mathematics.
Oh, you're not?
Nope.
Oh,
six rapes
weird.
Per year.
Uh-huh.
And I believe 16 murders per year. I mean, is that a lot?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's more than one a month. How many people did you kill last month?
Zero. But the rapes is only every other month.
Well, he had to pace himself.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying.
You toggle between yoga and Pilates. It's the same kind of thing.
Nope.
Yep. It's exactly.
No, I said that. Yeah, that was a good comparison.
No.
Thank you. Thank
no. God. Are you taking her side because she's back? You were much nicer to me last week and it was just you and I.
Well, she's hurt.
Good job, Caitlin.
You know, I
great.
Slammed my hand in a car door yesterday. You can't tell, but my knuckles are black and blue, and I do have a cut there.
That's awful.
If they're black and blue, why can't we tell?
It's
did you put
the dark
foundation
if
on
I,
them?
If no, if I put them next to the wolf lamp, you'd be able to see.
Guys, good news. He got AIDS from one of his rape victims.
Yeah. Well, no. HIV.
Sorry.
HIV.
HIV and AIDS are different. They're like Pilates and yoga.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Be sensitive, Caitlin.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this guy had a pretty creepy MO, which
yeah.
is similar to someone else who we'll talk about in a bit. He would basically enter a house at night.
I hate this.
And just kill the entire family either with an axe or a hammer or a shovel.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a knife or a gun. It's like bludgeoned to death. It's like big sloppy deaths.
Right.
So he likes the blood. That's the scary part to me.
And I feel like that probably at least somewhat explains how many victims he was able to take down
yeah.
in that short amount
so
of
really
time.
So really to Carrie's point, because you're getting four or five at a time in
yeah,
some cases.
Yeah, he's killing whole families.
Oh, God. It's like it's like the silence. It's like Manhunter.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says the motive is thought to be anger over a breakup. A previous girlfriend had left him because of previous criminal convictions for theft and rape. How dare she?
Yeah, what a bitch.
She should seriously, just be stand
happy
by your man.
That somebody loves her.
Yeah.
Maybe he needed to put a ring on it.
Man.
And he was like taking too long.
I hate weenies. This guy's a weenie.
Well, he
I
was.
I get so pissed when I find out that people killed other people because they were broken up with. Fuck that. That makes me so mad.
Then are you happy that yeah. he was executed in 2004?
That makes my day. Yes.
Good.
Love
Good.
That.
Executed by shooting.
That's not fair.
It doesn't even say
squad?
Fire. No, it doesn't say firing squad.
I feel like I would rather go by shooting if I were to be executed versus, what are they, the gallows?
Yeah, I would rather.
That seems pretty
yeah,
harsh.
Let's have this conversation.
Well, even not only that, but I would rather they just walk in the cell and like don't even tell me when it's going to happen. Just walk in and have a dude shoot me. Like,
so that's
the best way to go. Every other way is stabbing, maybe.
But I don't
stabbing.
Maybe
that would hurt.
I feel like suffocation would be one of the worst.
Yeah, suffocation would be awful. Drowning, any of that would
yeah.
be bad.
I'm going to go for lethal injection is probably my, I'm all for that. That
yeah,
would, if
like,
I had to go that way.
Like 2 bottles of Advil and walk away. Like I'll do it myself.
Yeah. 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 Just give me a gun.
I'll kill myself. Yeah. I mean, if that's what I just think, I know this sounds crazy, but I think people like this should be in a maximum Gotham style security prison. We should study them. I don't think
oh,
we
yeah.
should kill people like this. I think we should figure out why the hell they kill 65 people in 4 years. That is money well spent, in my opinion, by the world.
What we'll come to later, I'm assuming on the next episode.
Yeah, because we're getting close to it. And we
yeah.
Talked about whether we should make this 2 episodes. And I think we should, because otherwise
yeah,
this is going to be...
Plus, we're coming up on Russia. Mother
yeah,
Russia.
we're going to talk about Russia for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy from China is kind of boring.
Yeah, so. He's no good.
Yeah, but we'll include
but,
him.
But yeah, I just think that all of these people, for the most part, should have been examined and studied. This is like, these well, are freak freak people, literally.
What you'll hear on the next episode is one of the people had a childhood accident which hurt his frontal lobe.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Which has to do with your impulsivity, I believe.
Yeah, impulse control and aggressiveness.
There's all sorts of studies that are connecting serial killers with head injuries.
And Gary Busey. He also was studied after his motorcycle accident because he has a lot of impulsive.
And he's killed hundreds of children, too.
Well, he's just what he says and does is very impulsive and erratic. Did you not see The Celebrity Apprentice?
No.
Okay, of course I did. I love me some trash
TV. He's all over
TV,
the map in that one.
But he is all over the map. I mean, it's entertaining, but it's also kind of sad.
Also a friend of our president-elect, so that's comforting.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I hope he,
but he didn't
makes him
win.
An advisor.
Thank God.
But they were talking about how he had been in a motorcycle accident and it hurt that part of his brain, and since then he's... I mean, I think he was always a weirdo, but...
Made him weirder.
Weirder.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
more impulsive.
It's a spinach
to his... He kept having freakouts on Celebrity Apprentice where the other actors, quotes... Right. Other celebrities, in quotes, were having issues dealing with him.
Yeah.
But they also had issues dealing with Gilbert Gottfried.
Imagine that.
If Gilbert Gottfried just said anything out loud around me, I'd kill myself.
Yeah. He seems like he'd be a bit much.
A little much.
To hang out with.
Worst guest at Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I can't even do a Gilbert. I can't even think about it.
I bet you can.
I can't.
Can you do a Werner Herzog to get us out of here?
Yeah, we... Ask if anyone has anything to plug, Werner.
Carrie, do you have any Twitter things to... I can't right now. I'm stressing out. I can't do it. I'm too stressed out. I can't be put on the spot like this.
Well, Werner, I would like to talk about Fitvine Wine. You can buy it online at fitvine.com.
Jesus.
Use promo code WWTC10 to get 10% off. Also, you can find us at WWTCrime on Twitter.
And Instagram.
And Instagram. Or whitewinetruecrime.com on...
The internet.
The World Wide Web.
World Wide Web. That's us. I'm Bossy Matilda on Twitter.
And I'm just Carrie Martin, 722 on Twitter. And just... Right, regular old 22 on Insta.
This is going really, really well.
I'm at Adam Todd Brown on all the platforms.
You need to change it to Adam Devil.
Sorry that this was the last episode of Pretty Scary and then Adam threw us out of his apartment. Sorry about that, guys.
Sorry you'll never hear about the last five notorious killers.
Yes, you will on next week's episode.
Yay!
Yay, you get to come back.
Because this is part one. Yeah, we're going to go through 5 through 10 and it gets even crazier.
Yeah, it does.
At 5 through 10,
and that's a little close to home.
Yeah, we get to talk about Russia. We get to talk about the United States. It'll be so exciting.
Yeah.
Do I have anything to plug?
Do you have any shows coming up?
Yes.
Your butt.
Oh yeah.
Why Somebody dropped
say,
some soap.
Why would you say that?
Somebody dropped a dime on your butt.
That was so mean, Carrie.
Your butt.
Oh.
Was it really mean? That was just like reminiscent. Oh, your butt. Oh, where are you going?
I think
your
I
butt.
Stopped progressing emotionally in like sixth grade.
I have the darkest. Speaking of Pretty Scary, I'm at the darkest hour tomorrow night.
That's awesome. Because
this goes up Thursday, so Friday night I'm at the darkest hour at West Side Comedy Theater. Me and Josh Denny and Ian Edwards and Joe Dosh. It's going to be a great.
That's
show.
A great
that
show.
That is a great show
and a great venue.
It is.
I love that venue.
It's fantastic. So I'll be at that
in Santa Monica. So if you're around
in Santa Monica. Come see it. And yeah, follow us on Twitter at Unpops. Follow us on Instagram at unpops.podcast. You know, follow us on all the places. That was the Murder Olympics theme. Thank you, everybody. All right, let's get out of here and do part two.
Woo.
Carrie, say goodbye.
Bye.
What?
I just got shy.
Caitlin, say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
We love you. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.